Kim.
Well, I hear that Canadian Open topped your sports report today.
Yes, the Rogers Cup, commonly known as the Canadian Open, began on Monday in Toronto, Canada, as the first round of preliminary matches were played. The entire first round was meant to take place, but 10 hours of pouring rain decimated the first day of scheduling, pushing many of the opening matches to Tuesday, although 11 men's and 2 women's matches were able to be played. Big names in action on the men's side included Gaël Monfils, seeded 15th this year. The Frenchman made short work of his Italian opponent, Fabio Fognini, with a 6-3, 6-1 win. Another Frenchman, Gilles Simon, who is seeded 9th, also won his opening round match, taking out Andrea Seppi in straight sets, 6-2, 6-4. Last year's Canadian Open champion Joe Wilfried Tsonga, who is also from France and is seeded 10th, was able to begin his opening set against 18-year-old Borna Koric of Croatia, but had to stop midway through due to the downpour. The score at stoppage was 2-1 for Tsonga, and the match will resume later on Tuesday. On the women's side, 6 matches were begun on Monday, but only 2 were finished. Former world number 1 and 14th seeded Venus Williams took on Sabine Lisicki of Germany in the first match of the day, and things went very badly for Venus from the start, as she lost in straight sets 6-0, 6-3. Lisicki, who reached the Wimbledon final in 2013, now moves on to face the winner of a match between Varvara Lepchenko and Barbora Strikova. Flavia Panetta of Italy also got her first-round match in before the rain, defeating hometown girl Gabriela Dabrowski 6-4, 6-1 to move on to the second round, although Panetta will now have to face Venus's sister and world number one Serena Williams, who reached the second round on a bye due to her seeding. Williams, who completed the Serena Slam by winning all 3 major tournaments so far this year and last year's U.S. Open, is playing the best tennis of her life, but had to pull out of the Swedish Open last month due to an elbow injury. Yesterday, Serena spoke about her preparedness for the hard court season and the state of her injury.
Preparations are okay. You know, I haven't hit that peak preparation, but I'm hoping to get there later on in the hard court season in the summer in September. Elbow's better. I'm hoping it continues to get better every day and just go from that. That's all I can do. It could get better. But if it didn't, I think I would be pretty excited about the season that I had this year. So, or since the U.S. Open last year. So I think that has been a really good year for me, and it's been really fun, and I can't complain about it.
It would be hard to imagine anyone complaining about the kind of season that Serena just had. The weather in Toronto has cleared, so they should be able to get in the necessary matches on Tuesday. Big names in action later include the aforementioned Williams, as well as Karolina Pliskova, Victoria Azarenka, Novak Djokovic, and Andy Murray.
Hello, this is Magnus Chisholm in Nigeria. I love listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's always a daily delight of listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Once again, Magnus Chisholm in Nigeria. I'm wishing all the Sunny Side of Sports listeners all the best. Bye.
Because this is Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Nichabulile.
Hola. Because this is Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. It's time for Africa.
Voice of America.
The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma joins us now with sports news from all over the continent, and I believe he's beginning today with netball.
Wales pipped Uganda 49-47, Fiji edged Zambia 59-51, as South Africa overpowered Sri Lanka 97-19. At the Netball World Cup in Sydney, Australia on Monday. Today, Tuesday, the second round gets underway with Zambia playing Trinidad and Tobago. South Africa tackles Wales and Malawi engage Uganda. Turning to football, a first-half goal scored by Samuel Edouard propelled Tunisia's Esperance to a 1-0 triumph against Malian host Stade Malien in their mini-league encounter in the CAF Confederations Cup in Bamako on Monday. On Sunday, the match was interrupted by torrential rain. The game was completed on Monday. Staying in Bamako, although Esperance bagged 3 points from their hard-fought victory, they remain rooted at the bottom of the Group A standing after the fourth round in the mini-league. Tunisia's Etoile du Sahel leads with 9 points. Egyptian defending champions El Ahly have 7, while Stade Malien have 4. In Group B, Egypt's Zamalek and South Africa's Orlando Pirates have 9 points each. The Republic of Congo AC Leopards have 4 points, while Tunisia's CS Faxium has 1 point. Meanwhile, the Democratic Republic of Congo's TP Mazembe top Group A in the mini league in the CAF Champions League with 8 points. Morocco's Maghreb Tetouan and Sudan's El Hilal have 5 points each, while Egypt's Smouha have 3 points. Algerian USM Algiers top Group B with 12 points. Sudan's El Merrekh have 7, followed by Algerian side's defending champions and Tentative with 4 points and Mouloudia El Ulma with no point. In handball, Brazil pipped Tunisia 24-23 at the Men's Youth World Handball Championships in Yekaterinburg, Russia on Monday. Early on Sunday, Denmark outplayed Algeria 33-19 and Norway edged Egypt 24-21. Today, Tuesday, Tunisia engage France, Algeria face Qatar, and Egypt encounter Iceland. Finally, in basketball, China will host the 2019 Men's Basketball World Cup, the World Basketball Governing Body FIBA disclosed in Tokyo, Japan. When the matter was put to the vote at FIBA's central board, China secured 14 votes to 7 for the Philippines. Over 140 countries will campaign over 15 months to qualify for the 31 places up for grabs.
Thank you very much. That's Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa. The English Premier League's last Week 1 game was played on Monday as Manchester City took on West Brom at the Hatfields. Man City's star midfielder Yaya Toure, who also patrols the midfield for the Ivorian national team, started the scoring in the 9th minute when Jesus Navas rolled the ball back to him at the top of the box. Toure attempted a first-touch shot and mishit the ball, but it took a couple of deflections as it rolled through the box and West Brom keeper was unable to keep it out. Toure then doubled his team's lead in the 24th minute when fellow Ivoirian Wilfried Bonny passed it to Toure just outside the box, and this time Yaya made a sweet first-time connection that sent the ball into the angle over the leaping try of Boaz Mahil. Man City would then hold on to that lead for over half an hour before they put the game away in the 59th minute when David Silva's corner kick found the head of City captain Vincent Kompany, who headed it in to make the score 3-0. That would be the final score as Manchester City started their new season by earning 3 points. City's manager Manuel Pellegrini was thrilled by the result.
Very happy because I think that we played, especially the first half, very, very well. We scored 3 goals. We had a lot more chances to score. We didn't concede any goals, and really West Brom didn't have clear chances to score. I think that we are a consistent team from the first minute till the end.
Pellegrini also spoke about the performance of Yaya Toure, who played well on Monday after a rough season last year.
The last season, that was a strange season for Yaya. He started the season with a lot of problems, with the death of his brother, after with a lot of problems with his agents. So I think that he was not focused maybe in what he had to do last year, but we spoke long before the season. I'm sure that we are going to see the same Yaya that we saw 2 seasons ago. So I'm very happy for him and for the team because he's a very important player for us.
Next week, City have a big game as they take on rivals and defending champions Chelsea at home in Manchester. Chelsea had a surprising draw in their opener against Swansea City and will be looking to get back on track against the Sky Blues.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
13 rowers on the 40-member U.S. team came down with stomach illness at the World Junior Rowing Championships in Rio de Janeiro, a trial run for next summer's Olympics, and the team doctor said she suspected it was due to pollution in the lake where the competition took place. The championships were held amid rising concerns about the water quality at Venmo's for the Rio de Janeiro Olympics, now less than a year away. The Americans were by far the hardest hit at the regatta that concluded over the weekend, with reports of vomiting and diarrhea. U.S. coach Susan Francia, a two-time Olympic gold medal rower, said that 13 athletes and four staff members, including herself, got sick during the team's two-week training in Rio. On July 30th, an independent analysis of water quality at the Olympic venues was released that showed high levels of viruses and, in some cases, bacteria from human sewage in all of Rio's Olympic and Paralympic water venues, including the Rodrigo de Freitas Lake, where rowing competition will take place. During their bid to host the Olympics, the city of Rio de Janeiro promised to have all their aquatic facilities cleaned up in time for the events, but the mayor of Rio recently announced that the facilities were not be ready in time. It remains to be seen what kind of solution will be implemented, but this is a big problem as the facilities are to hold not just rowing events, but also the competitions in swimming, canoeing, sailing, and triathlon. And that does it for today's edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Jonah Haskell. Back to Kim Lewis.
All righty. Thank you.